Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. I hope this finds you doing really well and connecting with loved ones and friends and family for this holiday season, you know, and likely that's all virtually via Zoom or some other type of connection. But I hope you're taking the time to really do that. I know this year is a bit different than any other year. And of course, if you are somebody in the U.S. or somebody who is celebrating Thanksgiving, I know Brazil is also celebrating. So happy Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are having a great Thanksgiving or, you know, depending upon when you're listening to this, that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And even if you're somebody, of course, who doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, any time is a great time to connect with loved ones and family. So I hope you're doing the same as well and feel grateful. You know, I just love this holiday, all about gratitude and really appreciating things in life. And, you know, this year has been an interesting year to really go inside and to look at the things that are working in your life and look at the things that maybe aren't working in your life and really changing those. And I know I've said it before, but it's worth saying again. You know, we hear a lot of times that every challenge brings a gift with it. And I hear people saying, you know, there's got to be a gift in this. And I want to remind you that the gift is always change, meaning this, meaning that, you know, my injury, which is the very thing that I felt took away my entire life for years, almost a decade, you know, I mean, almost 7 years. So it was a long time. The very thing that I felt took away my entire life ended up giving me more life than I ever realized was possible. And I'm so grateful. But it wasn't the problem. It wasn't the accident, the injury. It was the change that made it possible. And so some people forget that part. And I'll see people who are going through this time and they're going, okay, well, just look at the bright side. There's this or there's that or, you know, whatnot. You want to remember that ultimately there's something that you'll want to change or embrace. And that's really what this episode is about today, is it does have to do with change and even blind spots and different things that are under our consciousness. And you are absolutely going to love our podcast volunteer today. Her name is Tina, and she is so sweet and so funny. And she's also been studying metaphysics for over 50 years, and she's just very good self-awareness, but also some blind spots. And so she's been suffering from many health issues that have just continued to be challenging in her life. And so that's what we're going to dive into today. And by the way, really quickly, if you've heard me say on like every episode now that you're going to absolutely love the volunteer, I mean, well, you can tell. They're amazing. They're amazing people. And it's just because I attract like the most wonderful people. And so I'm so grateful for that. And I got to warn you ahead of time, likely you are going to laugh several times through this episode. I did. And she's so funny. And it's silly and it's sweet and it's productive and it's insightful. So that said, guys, let's go ahead and dive in with Tina. Hello, Tina?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Brandi. It's so great to see you.
Likewise. It's great to connect with you.
Unbelievable.
Happy, wonderful day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And so what is going on with you today? What can I help with?
Okay, I don't have pain per se like a lot of your the people you interview, but I have a lot of issues that I know it's got to be connected to mind emotion, because I've been trying and trying and trying. It's like I have a list of things. It's incontinence. I had the surgery, left me constipated, had cirrhosis, cured that. Have fatty liver now, have gallstones, right shoulder got me to a point where if I play guitar, I couldn't lift a pan of water with my hand. It's just a lot of things. Teeth, TMJ and sore teeth, making teeth. It's a lot of things.
All right. So
And
that's not
not fun.
fun.
No.
That is not, I don't recommend that
I don't either.
actually.
I don't
That's what you
either.
were waiting for me to just said, right? Okay, we're good, right? I
We're
don't
good.
recommend it. You're gonna stop. We're
I'm
good.
done. I'm done.
I love
It's like
you.
Bob Newhart said on a Saturday Night Live, just stop
Right.
it.
Oh my God.
Just stop
I love that clip. Stop it. Stop it, or I'll put you in a box. I
Right. And
love
somehow
it.
you figured, I mean, I've been trying for years. I've done everything from Avatar to Zen to Sedona to Scientology and everything. You see, you think I would have got it by now.
I get it. I get it. I hear that
Yeah, you do. I
all the
know you
time.
do.
Yeah. I get it. All right. So let me go ahead and just check in and see what your body wants to say, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Oh, I'm great.
Great, great, great. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And just checking in that. Okay, so there's that. Bingo. That. All right. So just checking in because each ailment has different energy to it and emotion to it, and so just kind of checking in. Okay, so if I ask you, by the way, you mentioned you have TMJ, correct?
Yeah.
And if I ask you, when you move your jaws and whatnot, do you feel a clicking or any pain, or is it just come and go?
It's just clicking. Evidently, I had a bicuspid growing on the inside of my mouth, and they pulled it, so all the teeth shifted. And ever since then, I was a kid, and ever since then, it's been a problem.
And so, all right, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe for a moment.
Okay.
And if I ask you if you can notice at all a little bit of a stubborn side of you.
Oh,
That was it's trying to that was my
little.
best attempt to be delicate in my delivery. I love you. You're amazing. You're amazing. All right, so that's where we're going.
Sounds good to
I love you. You're fun. All right, so I'm gonna ask you just for a moment to breathe.
Okay.
And if I ask you to notice how your personality of being strong-willed has helped you a lot throughout life, can you see that?
Yes, it has.
Absolutely. Awesome. And can I ask you to notice also, you know where I'm going?
I
Great, finish my sentence for me. Can I ask you to notice how in some places it hasn't been so helpful and it
That is
hasn't,
very true.
and it hasn't created the best, we could call it like harmony with others and things in life. Can you see that?
Yes,
Okay.
absolutely.
Okay, great. So first and foremost, so let's start there.
Okay.
And by the way, I want you to notice that if I ask you the amount of hurt and frustration and anger and upset under all of that, how much would you say that is?
Oh, 12.
12, totally. So
Yeah.
if we were to put this in a big picture, because there's so many different things going on, the reason that we're going to, compared to everything with the incontinence and then the fatty liver and the shoulder and all these things that we go to the TMJ, it's because
This feeling is is encompassing. They're all interconnected and they're all affecting each other in one way or another. But it all, where we're going with this one is that feeling of feeling like, of all of the rigidity or the strong-willed, if we will, the stubbornness, is then resulting and creating a lot of other emotions. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I think you should just go ahead and keep doing that. Let me know how that goes for you.
Breathing? Yeah.
Keep the same pattern with the stubbornness and the stubbornness. Let me know how that goes. How do you think it's going to go, by the way?
Well, and some
and before you answer that, I'm going to pause you real quick. Totally. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I see where your mind's going, and we're going to go to the opposite way we want. So here, So I'm going to ask you just for a moment, if you picture your life and your patterns stay the same, how much hurt and frustration and upset and deep hurt that you end up feeling moving forward. And instead, I'm going to ask you to picture that you learn to use it in a different way, realizing this strong will has been really helpful for your life in some areas, and that you can be both strong-willed and have love and connection and a beautiful harmony with people. What would that even look like if you had both?
Yeah, it would look great.
Right, like everything you've wanted, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so if I ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. And bingo. That. Give me 1 second. I'm going to ask you again to breathe. And I want you to look at what that looks like. Again, just to imagine and picture what it looks like to have your strong will and being able to get to still be that part of you that you love so much, which is awesome. The stubborn part, the strong-willed part, and feeling that and being that in your life, just that strength and that power. And also,
it's stubborn and it's saying, what, are you kidding me?
What's that?
It's being stubborn and saying, what, are you kidding me?
Uh-oh, there we go. Okay, so I'm going to mirror this to you. And if I told you that I'm extremely stubborn and strong-willed and stubborn, and it's impacting my relationships moving forward, and it's been causing and resulting in a lot of hurt and disharmony and upset and a lot of hurt feelings on the inside and feeling left out or feeling even rejection and feeling upset, like just so many different feelings. And if I said to you, I'm so freaking stubborn, I want to keep doing it the same way.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Just laugh at this.
You would laugh at me? You would simply laugh at me. Thick.
I'm playing. So silly.
I'm playing.
That's okay.
So you would just laugh at me. Okay, then.
That's a good thing. Totally. You know, it kind of. Yeah,
totally. That's we're laughing a bit. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
And if I told you that I was also very strong-willed and maybe a bit stubborn, but also smart enough to know where to apply it and where to create relationships and connections. And I had both the stubbornness, but also that intelligence and that not just the IQ, but the EQ, the emotional intelligence, and the ability to be able to connect with people in a beautiful way. Now, how does my life look?
Yeah, a lot better.
A lot better. Great.
A lot better. Yeah.
And so can I ask you to breathe?
Yep.
And you go ahead and do it that way, the old way. And the rest of us are going to create awesome lives with connection and harmony and love. And you can keep that hurt and the stubborn. If you want. It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like to change it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
I love your sense of humor. You're fun. You're fun. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, I want you to notice that I'm really not pushing her too much. You know, I push a little bit, but if you notice, I'm being quite sarcastic and I'm going to keep doing that. We're also laughing a lot. And moving forward, you'll hear me be a bit playfully sarcastic, you know, just kind of pushing a little bit in that way. And then also, I'll note some of the perks to changing. And so you'll want to pay attention to that, because if this is you and you're somebody who is dealing with a bit of a stubborn side, if you will, then likely if you try to force yourself to do something, then you can get a bit irritable or angry or really cranky, which may not make any logical sense, but it's because this pattern can be so ingrained at a deeper level that you'll actually start to rebel, if you will, towards yourself even, or towards change, because it's your automatic response that's programmed into your mind. And so, and I'll explain a bit more as we go, so it'll make even more sense and come together more clearly. But the point is that you'll want to notice that I'm not pushing her. We're doing a lot of laughing, which is perfect. I mean, she has a wonderful sense of humor. She's just, what a sweetheart, and just great self-honesty and great self-awareness, just really impressive. And so as we dive back in, I want you to notice as I'm pushing a bit that I'm also specifically mentioning some incentive for her. And you'll want to incentivize yourself to change. That is key, or it could backfire in a not fun way. So let's go ahead and dive back in with Tina.
And I'm going to play with you. Here we go. And go you're ahead. Stubborn, so you keep doing it that old way. The rest of us are going to do it in a smarter way that's fulfilling for our heart and our soul and a connectedness. And you just go ahead and be stubborn and stubbornly do it your way. If you want.
Sure. What's an option?
What's that?
It's an option. Sure. Why not? Keep going.
It's an option.
Life.
Or you could use that strong will.
Yeah.
To say, you know what? I see it. And there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way. Yeah. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment.
Yeah.
Bingo. Yes. And by the way, if I ask you how much you felt left out and hurt, 0 to 10, what's your level?
A 10. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. So you go ahead and keep doing that.
Yep.
And if you want. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Or change it if you want, because the truth of it is, we both know you're going to do what you want. So, Tina, what do you want?
Be a lot better if it went.
Okay. And if I ask you how much you want to change it, 0 to 10, what's your level?
10.
10. Great. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in. Bingo. Again, I'm going to ask you to bring that in. How much do you want to change it?
I want to change it. My intelligence. I don't know if there's a sub thing going on, but I want to change it.
Great. And by the way, that's the exact thing. There is a sub thing going on, but the sub thing is this, is you wanting to change it. You wanting to change it. So I'm going to ask you again to bring in that feeling. Do you want to change it? Because again, we both know you're going to do what you want to do, and you got to want to change this really badly. Do you want to really change this?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. By the way, you mentioned all of the things you've done and been into and all of these things as far as spirituality. How long have you been studying metaphysics or spirituality? How long?
Probably since high school.
So that's at least 3 years?
Yeah, about that. 50 plus years,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you think about it, over 50 years, right?
Yeah.
That you've been studying metaphysics and psychology, all of this stuff, the mind, energy, all of that. And I'm going to ask you, if I told you, by the way, I've been studying for over 50 years and my relationships are still really painful and they hurt and I feel rejection and I don't feel loved.
Yeah.
Would you say I've used it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. No.
No. Okay. So, what is that?
That's like slapping myself in the face saying, what are you
doing? Wait a sec. Is there any, have you been listening to past episodes?
Yes.
And is there any one of them that I said, excuse me, yes, you should slap yourself in the face. That's going to help you. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't remember that episode.
No, I don't either.
Yes. Okay, delete. Stop.
Okay.
Or I'll put you in a box.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick note, just for clarity. I think you've probably gathered by now, but she was making the gesture that she was kind of slapping herself into shape. Now, the reason that I want to just note this really quickly is because for somebody, you know, who's had a strong personality and strong will, and if that's you, a lot of times what can happen is you can get used to kind of pushing through things, just pushing your way through this or that. And then what happens is when it comes to the subconscious mind or getting yourself to do something different also, you'll try the same type of method to push through and just kind of force yourself. But the thing of it is this subconscious mind doesn't typically respond so well, and your mind may rebel because that's not how the subconscious mind works. And a better way to even illustrate this is if you think about the alphabet, you know, you think about you're teaching a kid the alphabet and you say, you better hurry up and learn right now. It's important. Do it because I said so right now. Okay. Now, likely for most kids, they're going to feel stressed out and angst and then trying to learn simultaneously. And we know that we learn better when people are happy than in positive states. And so what you'll want to do is just be nice and kind and supportive to yourself. So if this is you, you'll definitely want to watch out for this because it will likely just be your automatic nature to go towards pushing yourself to change. So, all right. So just that quick note and let's dive back in.
Ask you to breathe. And without slapping yourself, because that doesn't help. That actually will not solve the problem. You're like, oh, subconscious mind? Simple. I slap myself twice, it changes. Not how it works illegally. All right, so breathe. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to notice the feeling of wanting to change it.
Okay.
Bingo. All right. So there's another piece. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that prides yourself on being a rebel, like doing the opposite of like what your mom says.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want you to notice how much pride you have in that. So I'm going to ask you just to breathe. I want you to notice that feeling. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, and we're going to skip to another feeling, okay? There's another link. Here we go. So there's another part of you that felt hurt age 4, young age, But there's this part of you even now where you feel left out or you feel hurt and you say, fine, I'm just going to do my own thing. There's like this rigidity and appeared strength in feeling like, well, I'm just going to do this instead. Kind of like, I don't care, telling yourself. Can you see that part?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice how that too has a link to pride. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Pride of, I'm just going to do my own thing. There's this feeling about it. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And ask you to breathe. Bingo. And ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, could you send a feeling of love towards your mom? Good. Good. Bingo. Bingo. Awesome. And if I ask you, by the way, have you ever watched a kid is like in babysitting or have your own kids or anything like that? Have you done that before?
I don't have kids, so I haven't been around them much.
Okay. So I want you to imagine for a moment that next week you're babysitting.
Okay.
And it's the coolest kid ever. Like you guys are hanging out. You're having a great time. It's really fun. It's really sweet. Really good kid.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Feels good.
Awesome. Now I want you to picture. Instead, you have a kid that's happy to be rebellious. Everything you do, you say, tell the kid to go left, he goes right. You tell the kid to clean his hands, he goes and puts them in the dirt. You tell the kid, don't do that, he says, don't do what? This? You mean this? Don't do this? Huh? And so I want you to picture how much fun that is.
Oh God! I just remember my mom telling me when I was little they were changing me and I ran out of the house naked. I was little, I just ran away, leave me alone.
So on the next episode we're going to work on your stripper tendencies. On this one though.
Funny. I'm sorry. It's just so funny.
We should more accurately call it streaking tendencies. Tina the Streaker. That's the name of this episode. How we cured Tina's streaking.
Oh my God, that's
issues.
So funny.
All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment.
Okay.
And I want you to picture that you are watching a kid next week and babysitting. And as you go to change the baby's diaper, it runs out the door. How much fun are you having? How much are you like, woo, yay, I want to babysit again.
Exactly.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment.
Yeah.
And I want you to notice, let's picture that kid is having fun streaking. And how many other people are thinking it's fun and want to take part and want to be around the kid with that attitude?
Not too many.
Not too many. So even though people might think it's funny, how many people want to be around the kid, right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't funny. It was, yeah, but no, they don't. They don't.
They don't. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for two very quick insights. First and foremost, we're working on the feeling of feeling like a rebel, you know, feeling rebellious. And to most people, that may seem like a really small distinction between feeling stubborn or feeling rebellious, but it's huge. So it's very, very big. These are two very different emotions. And a lot of times what happens is people have a tendency to just kind of clump emotions together. And the best way to really illustrate this is to think about, You know, if you're playing an instrument, you know, there's a difference between a G note and an F note or a C note. You know, there's a big difference. Or even if you're watching TV, there's a big difference between channel 4 and channel 5 or whatever it is. You know, a huge difference. Even though they can feel like they're right next to each other, there's a big difference. And the reason I say this is because all of the time, people are not really zeroing in on what the specific emotion is. And I gotta say, you know, not only is it important to zero in on the specific emotion, but a lot of times we really have to deal with them in different ways. And to give you an example, like, I mean, you probably know I have like a video set, right? So I teach people and have a course on teaching people how to work with their mind and all of these things. And I have a complete video on how to deal with fear because it's different than afraid or scared or worried. And a lot of people would say, you know, oh, scared and fear, it's the same thing. Not only are they very different emotions, but the way that they're linked in the brain is also very different. So point being is that when you're working with your mind, it's important to really understand the specifics. That's key for creating the change that you want. All right, so there's that. And the other thing is that notice that there was this feeling of feeling like fun to be a rebel in her nervous system. And it's actually quite common that people can have things in their nervous system that feel good, that make them laugh, that bring a feeling of pride or excitement or whatever it is, that are actually sabotaging their life in some way that they don't realize fully that it's doing that. They don't have that other consciousness of the other side. And so just wanted to highlight that for a moment, just because I see that a lot. And so if that's something that you're experiencing, you'll want to definitely look at things from the other side, just like we did with that rebellious feeling. Because when you start to look at it in a different way, you start to see like, oh, this isn't as great as I thought it was. So that's something that's key as well. All right. That said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Tina.
Okay.
And I want you to think about, of those babysitting scenarios, which
yep.
The one you could get along with and have fun with, or the one that was intentionally rebellious?
The one you could get along with. Definitely. Of course.
Of course, right? So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that feels a sense of pride and grew up with a feeling of pride of being rebellious. And I want you to notice how that rebellious actually shows up in relationships to this day.
Can you
see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so imagine if that little streaking girl grows up and she's rebelling against everything and everyone. And everything and everyone, how many friends and connections and love and all of that she feels like she has.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not as much as she'd like, right?
No.
And then after she gets rejected and hurt and left out over and over and over and over again, how long till you'd want her to change it?
Yeah.
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 All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to push a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm saying she doesn't have to change it. She could just keep doing it the way she wants and think it's fun to be rebellious and have pride in it and all of that. And she could totally do that. You could totally do that. And you don't ever have to change it if you don't want.
Right.
Up to
you. Right. Right. Yeah. No, I could say that. It's more of a choice. It's like, you know, I heard you mention in past shows, you know, I'm working on the, you know, against the AI stuff and that whole issue, great reset thing and mandatory things. And I'll use it for that. And then you don't have to for everything. No, you don't.
Right. You don't have to. Yeah.
No.
Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I'm going to ask you what it would feel like to feel like you're getting along with everybody?
It would actually feel strange.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, by the way,
feel good.
So watch this. It would feel strange, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So your thoughts help create your life. So if I'm going to mirror this to you and say, my thoughts help create my life, and what it would feel like to get along with everybody would feel really strange. How soon till I'm about to manifest that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to. It's not. It's not in my consciousness.
Exactly.
So this is your homework, is to purposely feel strange every day until it feels normal.
Brilliant.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
Bingo. All right. And bingo. All right. So there's two more pieces that universe wants me to give you as far as all this. So I want you to notice all of that hurt that you've had underneath.
Okay.
And I want you to notice for a moment how much hurt you've had towards others and resentment. So those are the two pieces, the hurt and the resentment that you have had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. So I want you to notice that. And if we go back to the girl who then grows up as the rebel and loves being the rebel and loves being the rebel and rebel, and that's how she loves being, would you expect that she's going to feel a lot of hurt and resentment towards people?
Sure.
Sure. And is it everybody else's fault?
No.
It's not, right?
No. No, it's not.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to stop resenting others and take your power back?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yep. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to ask you, are you willing to stop resenting others and take your power back? Take your power back. Your power to change it is in you. Your power to change it is in you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a weight is lifted. It's like, that's a lot of energy.
It is a lot of energy, and great job with your energy. I feel it shifting in a beautiful way and opening up.
It's a lot of energy.
It is. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to say that again. Are you willing to stop being and feeling anger and resentful towards others and pointing the finger at them when you know you've been studying over 50 years now? Your thoughts help create your life. Take Absolutely. Your power back. Absolutely. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Yeah.
And who's the power?
I is the power.
You are. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to push a little bit. And I'm going to say, when are you going to decide to use that power?
Like right about now?
Would be a good time. That would be a good time. Now would be a good time.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to have to say, this is the first time I feel like I've cured streaking tendencies. This is a new one. This is outside the box for me.
Oh, you kill joy. Funny.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Yeah.
Look at, by the way, you have such a fun sense of humor and you have a fun personality that you could be talking trash with others other than just me. Joking around, playing and laughing and all that. You have such a fun sense of humor. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in. You have such a fun sense of humor and personality, and looking at how you could actually use that and be that and enjoy connecting with others. What would that even feel like?
Awesome.
Great. Take that feeling in.
Yeah.
Take that in.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo. Good, good, good. Bring it in even more. Bingo. And if I ask you if it's starting to feel more normal, would you say it's starting to feel more normal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we want to do. We want to create a new norm, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Beautiful. Beautiful job with your energy. So I would say this. So ultimately, getting aside, I want you to get this in and then also really want to. And the thing of it is if I push you much more on things, like I want, there's a couple of things. I want you to get the feeling of wanting to change in. So not, in other words, you're going to have a hard time actually changing unless you bring it in and remind yourself over and over why it is that you want to change. So I'd strongly recommend listening to this recording. Notice how radically different you feel, right?
Right.
A little bit or a lot?
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the thing of it is that there are certain things that we opened and we shifted in your mind to help you feel differently. And so you're going to want to listen to this recording because I make it look easier than it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like this. Have you ever felt off or frustrated before and you just couldn't get out of that feeling state?
Yeah.
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 So we actually, even though it makes it look like a very simple conversation that we had, there are certain things that we did with your mind step by step along the way to open it up in a beautiful way. And the way to think about it would be like, let's say that you want to open up light into your house. And so you have to go through the door and then you go through the hallway and then you walk through the living room and then you go over and then you open the curtains and now there's light. And so
yeah,
you navigated your brain in a way that specifically opened it up. And there was intention to every single step that opened it to feel in a different way. So in other words, you could easily, like if you listened to the episode, two episodes ago, I think it was 58, where we talked about opening consciousness.
Okay.
So right now it just feels like, oh, okay, well, we had a conversation and this seems normal and oh, okay. But there's more to it because the way you feel is radically different. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does. And yeah. Cause you went into the pattern of
yes.
what I adopted so long ago.
Exactly. And very good. Yes. Yes. So we shifted things and we also.
And even though I knew it.
You can't access.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Your mind doesn't access it. So it's another way of a different level of consciousness. So in other words, this is going to seem very, very simple, but make sure to re-listen to the recording over and over, okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Sure. Absolutely.
Yep. Beautiful. Beautiful. Tina, it has been so wonderful connecting with you. And I love your personality and your sense of humor. It's so fun.
Thank you so much. I can't say enough. I so appreciate what you've done and what you're doing. I mean, just listening to the other videos, there's a couple things that hit me and it was like, oh wow, you know, and you get stuff, but it's just awesome that you're doing this.
Oh, thank you.
It
so
is.
Much. I can't tell you how much that's
unbelievable.
My heart.
Just
you're sweet. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thank you. It has been
and enjoy
such
that kitty.
Yes. Isn't he the cutest little kitty ever? So, oh my God. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day, Tina.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
You're so, so welcome. You're so beautiful.
You too.
Thank you, lovely.
Enjoy.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So what a sweetheart and just such a great, fun personality and sense of humor and just, I mean, just wonderful, just a wonderful, beautiful being. I love it. And let's go ahead and break this down a bit more. You know, first and foremost, actually, side note really quickly, all the time I have people who say, you know, well, how long do you work with the podcast volunteer before they come on the episode? And the thing of it is, I never work with the volunteer or meet the volunteer even before they come on. So when they come on, that is the first time that I meet them. So this is the first time that I met her. And let me make a slight correction to that. There are a few that I actually did connect with before, but I do share that in the episode. For example, the woman who had the tumor in her throat, and that tumor healed right before surgery. So there's that one, and that's episode number 10. Then there's also, what, I think it's episode number 5, the woman who was supine and bedridden for years and is now running marathons. So obviously, you know, I met and worked with her before, and that's why she was there, to just, you know, share her experience and what she has been able to do, and which is incredible. And there was one other one, and I don't remember what episode it was, but a woman named Denise. And so that was another one as well. But other than those few, typically speaking, I don't meet the person beforehand. My team sets everything up, and we just dive right in, just like I did with Tina. So definitely, though, a pleasure meeting her, and what a sweetheart. Now, shifting gears, the biggest takeaway that I want you to really take from this is to keep it simple. You know, if you think about it for a moment, she has been researching and studying metaphysics for over 50 years and is still struggling with all of these health challenges. And of course, I picked the single thing that was keeping her stuck the most, but likely there will be some layers. But without this piece, the other things aren't going to move. And so that's what she's going to need to shift. Now, my point is that it is the norm that I work with people who have been in spirituality for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. That is the norm of what I see, who still are suffering from having all kinds of health issues. That's the norm. And so I want to remind you to just keep it simple. A lot of people try to overcomplicate it. So even I could use a Bruce Lee quote, which I saw recently, which is, simplicity is the key to brilliance. And so taking that in and just keeping it simple, because a lot of times people will overthink it. And of course, it's not just the overthinking part. You know, that is key. But I, you know, if I'm honest with you, there's a lot of things in spirituality and spiritual teaching and even mind teaching and all of that that actually makes me cringe on a regular basis. Like, I don't listen to a lot of other stuff, because a lot of the things that I hear people doing are actually reinforcing negative patterns instead of helping resolve patterns. And so when I watched it, I'm like, oh no. So I found it's best that I just don't watch or listen to it, because I can see what's happening because of the level of clarity that I have with what's going on with energy and the mind. And so either way, people like to complicate things in one way or another. And so keep it simple. That is key. That said, wrapping up, circling back to where we started in the very beginning, whether it's Thanksgiving for you or not, or moving into this holiday season, I hope that you're taking time to connect with loved ones virtually, reach out, spending time on the phone, or just catching up, or even playing some of these virtual games and just connecting, because it's an odd time for a lot of people. But when it comes down to it, that human connection and laughing and loving and, you know, just enjoying the moment is so important for our heart, for our soul, for our energy. And so, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.